me down here. I was over there and putting up deer cameras one day, and I liked the deer hunt a little bit. And I tell you what, he spoke to me. He said, "I want you to go preach to the young people there at Broxton." They didn't know me, and the devil fought me. He said, "Well, them people don't know you." I tell you what, we got a big God. I tell you what, we got a God that's able to do far and abundant. What we think and what we hope. Now, I'm going to get into the message because we ain't got but just a little bit. But I tell you what, I preached a 15-minute message. That'd be all right. Praise God. I remember one time a rooster crowed, and I tell you, one went out and had to repent. I tell you what, if I could just say a few words and you'd have it get to your heart tonight, that'll be just all right. Praise God. I tell you what, if we'll turn to Ecclesiastes, praise the Lord, and I'll read a verse here and he'll help us tonight. Praise God. He's sure good, been good to me. I tell you what, I was raised over there. This brother preaches at the church I was raised in. Praise God. I was raised there as a little boy in a far baptized holding this church. But in a little while, I seen the things of the world. I tell you what, brother, I started having the desires of the world. And the next thing you know, they engulfed my heart. And the next thing you know, I was out in this world. And I want to tell you young people something. Tonight, it ain't worth it. Praise God. That brother was preaching on the scars. I tell you what, he was preaching on my life. It's 16 years later before I found my way back to an old altar, praise God, to give my heart back to the Lord. And I tell you, along that way, Brother Lynn, there was a lot of scars. There's a lot of things, praise God, that I'm not proud of today. Praise God, but I tell you what, we got a merciful God tonight. It was very merciful up on me. Many times I had an old grandmother. I tell you what, if you got a grandmother here that's praying for you, you better not resent her. You better be glad she's praying for you, because I can tell you this hour, this day, Brother Lee, and that's why I'm standing here. I tell you what, she'd pray for me. She'd say, son, you need to serve the Lord, and I want to go do what I want to do. I didn't want to hear that prayer. Praise God. But I tell you what, she has some wisdom for me, just like this brother here was giving us some wisdom tonight. Praise God. It may be a simple word right here, but I tell you what, it comes from the Lord. I know when the Lord speaks to me. I told my wife, I said, I feel like they're going to ask me to preach to the youth service. And she just looked at me like, what are you talking about? I tell you what, I was talking to the Lord. I tell you what, I didn't just come just a little easy. I tell you what, when the brother asked me, it was probably about 5 o'clock that morning before I went back to sleep. I tell you what, I had a burden for you. I tell you what, I had a burden for you. I tell you, I could see as that brother was talking about somebody standing over a cliff. I was there at one time in the Valley of Decisions. They preached already in this meeting, praise God, and different things. I tell you what, it's helped me. And you ought to be appreciated that God loved you so much that he'd send these people to preach to you and to warn you. I tell you, you may think you know it all, and I thought I did. I had it all, Brother Lynn. I know Brother Lynn, I probably know him better than he knows me. The first time I heard him preach, I tell you, he done my heart good. I seen my brother get out the aisle and come to the altar. He probably don't even remember. I tell you what, but it did my heart good. That's why I guess I'm calling his name a good bit. But I tell you what, young folks, I thought I had it all figured out. I thought I had everything just the way I wanted to be. I didn't wake up one day, brother. I didn't wake up and say, well, I'm going to get hooked on alcohol. I'm going to get hooked on drugs. It started just a little bit. Praise God, I didn't do that much drugs. I didn't mean drugs. I meant tobacco. The Lord help me tonight. Praise God, I dabbled a little in it. Praise God, but not much. Because I seen one of my cousins that lost his mind. I tell you what, they had to tie him to the bed messing with that stuff. And I said, Lord, I don't want to ever touch that. But I tell you what, I did dabble a little bit in it. But that ain't what I'm wanting to preach on tonight. But I tell you, I thought I had it all figured out. But then when I found out, maybe 16 years later, Brother Lynn, I didn't have nothing figured out. I was in worse shape than I ever was. I tell you what, I got married in sin. And as this brother was telling you, praise God, let me read my text and then we'll preach a little bit. Lord help us. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, I don't get too nervous. He said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil day come not, nor the year draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Well, that's what I want to preach on tonight before the evil, while the evil day cometh not. I tell you what, you may think you're having a few problems today, but it ain't nothing like's going to come. I believe that with all my heart. I want to be sensitive to your problems, young people, but I want to tell you there's going to a day come. Oh, I tell you, when the gates of hell's open up and it's coming against you with full force, and if you'll pray in the days of you, why the evil day cometh not, the Bible said. If you'll get a hold of God in that day, I tell you what, when they open them gates, you ready to stand. Like that brother said, the one that walked by there said, the lady's sinking, praise God, she opened her eyes. She said, how can I sink on a rock? I tell you what, if you'll get on a rock, praise God, you will not sink. And right now, God's gave you a lead, praise God, to let you get close to it. I tell you that he's got his eye on you. He's worried about how you feel and where you've been. Oh, he's worried about your problems, praise God. But I tell you what, right now is the easiest time to seek the Lord. Right now is the easiest time to find him. Praise God. He said, in your youth, seek your Creator. Lord, help me. Remember now thy Creator in thy youth, in the days of your youth. Praise God. Well, you say, well, you don't know too much, but I tell you something. I might get a little bit into my life since I got out in sin. Y'all forgive me because I'm not proud of it. My wife's sitting here today, Brother Lynn. I tell you what, the devil tore her family apart. She left me, and I was there, and I was broke down without any hope in my life. I praised God, and one day I got back to the altar. I started praying. I said, God, help me. Oh, the only hope I got, I started remembering, Brother Lynn, all those old preachers that I sat under right there on that beach. I started remembering them. Praise God, they stood against adultery. I tell you what, they stood against the sins of this world. They started ringing out when my wife first told me. She said, I ain't happy. I ain't happy right here. I said, well, just go on, leave. That's the worst thing I ever done. I didn't realize what I was doing, praise God, until I got to hearing the voice of the Lord, and he started speaking to me, and he started telling me, praise God, what other people wasn't telling me. Oh, they'll tell you it's all right to have a double marriage, but I'm going to tell you today, I heard from the Lord. Praise God, I ain't coming because somebody else said it. I'm coming because what I got from the Lord. Oh, fasting and praying. I remember getting down on my knees, Brother Lynn, and I said, Lord, I know that I got to have the truth. I got to know the truth because that's the only thing that's going to keep me from going to hell. That's the only thing that's going to keep me out of hell. I got to know the truth. I got to know, are they anyway? I said, I'm doing right. Almost 3 years I was serving the Lord before my wife come home. I want to tell you something. That ain't no life to live. I'd put a dress on my little girl and she'd put pants on them. I tell you what, I believe that just like these brothers was preaching it. Praise God. I believe you better be modest. I believe you better be holy. I believe it better be a reflection on you. Praise God. When you walk into a house, this brother over here, he said he's seen him all the way across the parking lot. Praise God. He knew it was a holiness preacher. It ain't by looks. I tell you, they can deceive you sometimes with a look. But I tell you what, when you meet them, praise God, and you get close to them, you start talking to them, they'll know it. Praise God. Oh, they'll feel that spirit. But I remember I got down on my knees, and I knew the only hope I had was to get the truth. I got it out of the Bible, and I got it from the Lord. Praise God. I got it from him. I didn't get it from no man. Because I knew one thing for sure. I was hanging over the balances of hell. I was just a 33-year-old man. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? It looks like I'm going to have to spend the rest of my life without a wife. I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me. And one day I finally realized that it didn't matter if it worked out for us or not. Praise God, I started praying. God, don't let her go to hell. Oh, don't let her go to hell. Don't let her die and go to hell. I tell you what, my whole outlook started looking different. Praise God. I started getting where it really meant something. I tell you, it means something to stay together. But in a little while, I'm going to get off of this. In a little while, praise God. God put us back together. Praise God. He should say, I'll never come home. But I tell you what, I kept praying. I kept seeking God. Right out there, 2 o'clock in the morning, I was seeking God, Lord, save her. Oh, don't let her die and go to hell. Oh, it's an awful place. I'm just trying to warn you, young people. You don't want to go there. I done been there. I done been there. You don't want to go there. I tell you what, I was so brokenhearted, so humiliated in some things. But I tell you what, I realized some one thing. I deserved everything that I got because I walked out on God. He tried his best to tell me, oh, don't do it. Don't do it. But as a little boy, as I grew up a little bit, I wanted to play football. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. I tell you what, it cost me some things in my life. In a little while, I tell you what, it really cost me. I know God's a merciful God because that's the reason I'm standing here today. He was merciful on me. That's the reason my wife's sitting back there tonight, because he was merciful on her. But I tell you something, she told me the other day, well, she was just picking on me a little bit. Praise God, Lord, help me. I'll preach and close up in a minute, but she was picking on me a little bit. And she said something that really stuck with me. I said, she was talking about some things I used to do or something. I said, well, you want me to remind you of some things you done? And she said, no, you don't have to remind me, because I'm reminded every day. I want to tell you something that stuck with me. It wasn't even trying to be mean or nothing. I was just aggravating her. But that she don't know how much that stuck with me. She said, I'm reminded every day. You don't have to remind me. I tell you what, once you get out in that world, in the sin of this world, in the things of this world, and it eats you alive, and the next thing you know, you don't know where you're going to go or what you're going to do. Praise God. I tell you tonight, if you'll listen to that old preacher there, I tell you what, he did my heart good. He's got a lot of wisdom. Praise God. He's telling you the truth, and I'm trying to. I believe the Lord told me to warn you. Praise God. I don't know who you are. I don't even know. It's between you and God. I come to deliver the message he gave me. He told me to warn him. Praise God. Oh, it ain't worth it. I tell you what, don't look at the sins of this world. Don't look at the things of this world. No, it ain't worth it. Praise God. I'm telling you from experience. Oh, some people can stand in some shoes that I can't stand in. But this is one that I can stand in, brothers and sisters. It's not worth it, praise God. There ain't a thing in this world worth losing this thing. I tell you what, I believe it just like this. If I miss this, I missed it all. There ain't nothing else, praise God. I'd be better off to never be born. I'd be better off to never open my eyes. I tell you what, if I die and I go to hell, I believe that with all my heart. I'm just trying to give you what God gave me. Y'all bear with me, praise God. I love you. I don't even know you, and I love you. I tell you what, I got a good boy that he never seen me in the way I was. When I got, he was 14 when the Lord saved, 13 when the Lord saved him. And I tell you what he done. I'm just going to give you his testimony. He was playing football. I was like this brother was talking about, living our lives through our children. That's what I was trying to do. I wanted him to play football, and that's before, right when I got first saved. And one day he lined up in the line of the workout. God pricked his heart. 14 years old. He just simple said, I want you to do it. You know what he done? He came home. First it kind of made me mad. I said, what you doing, Josh? He said, well, I believe the Lord told me he don't want me to do it. I said, okay. The Lord told you, that's fine. I'm just telling you what the Lord gave him. Well, he's preaching the gospel now, and he's 20 years old. I tell you what, it'd be all right if you listen to the Lord tonight. It'd be all right if you hear what he's told you. I know he didn't send me 5.5 hours for no reason. He didn't send these preachers and other preachers up here for no reason. He's talking to somebody. I'd love to see the children in the altars and praying and seeking God's face. And I tell you what, that's all that's going to help you today. These things of this world, if you look like this and you'd be happy, I tell you what, you'd be just as miserable as they are if they're not saved. If you was as stout as this one, you'd be all right. You'd be just as miserable as they are if you're not saved. The only thing that'll fill that void in your heart is Jesus Christ. I done been there, praise God. I know by experience. Oh, the alcohol won't do it. Hot in the back won't do it. The girlfriends won't do it. I'm just going to preach to you tonight. They won't do it. Praise God. You wake up on Saturday morning. I remember many times I woke up and said, God, oh, if you just get this old hangover away from me, I won't do it again. The next Friday night, I was doing it again. But I tell you what, one day God delivered me. One day God brought me out of that place. And I didn't have to go to no AA meetings. Praise God, I didn't have to go to these places and help you with alcohol. Nothing wrong with it. But I'm telling you, I didn't have to go that way because he delivered my soul. But I'm trying to warn you tonight. Hey, somebody here just got their eyes on the world because God didn't send me this far with that message for no reason. He said his word will not come back void. I'm telling you, young boy, it ain't worth it. I'm telling you, it ain't worth it. You better stay under the arms of the Almighty God and let him help you. Let him let you seek the Lord. Praise God with all your heart. It'll be worth it. Praise God. In a little while, this earth's going to be gone. The people going to be gone. Oh, those celebrities, praise God, ain't going to live forever. I heard about this one died, and I want to tell you what the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said the wicked won't live forever. I tell you what, I don't care who you island tonight. And I tell you what, they ain't going to live forever. They're going to die. He said it's appointed to every man wants to die. And then the judgment, praise God. All those that they idolized, he said there'd be a day, and I'm going to try to hush you in a minute. There'd be a day that they'd worship the creation more than the Creator. And we in that day and hour, praise God, our young people trying to worship the creation more than the Creator. But I tell you what, if we'll worship the Creator, you the generation, I believe you the last generation. I'm not trying to prophesy, but they're going to generation going to stand up. I believe it with all my heart, going to stand on the Word of God. I'm going to see the lame to walk, going to see the deaf to hear, the blinded eyes to open. And I believe that generation sitting here, but you will never see it until you help me tonight. Praise God, I'm trying to get him. I'm losing my thought. Praise God, remember thy Creator. I'm trying to get my get all messed up sometimes, but that's all right. Praise God, I'm still going to preach. Oh, I'm still going to tell you, if you'll see it, if you'll seek your Creator, oh, the one that saved you, the one that delivered you, the one that's helped you tonight, praise God, I'm telling you, it's not worth it. Oh, it's not worth it tonight, young boy, young girl. I tell you, it don't matter. Oh, he'll take a pretty girl and tear her all to pieces. He don't care. He'll take a strong boy and break them all the way down. Have you ever seen anybody on drugs? Oh, a few years ago, maybe they looked real good, and 3 years later, they looked like they shriveled up like a piece of paper. That's what the devil will do to you. Oh, you might look good 1 year, and you say, I'll just get a little piece of it. I'll get just a little bit of it, and the next thing you know, Brother Jim, they already in debt did it. Oh, it's too late. And you don't know how you're going to get away from it. I tell you what, I didn't wake up, like I said earlier one day, and said I'm going to be an alcoholic. I tell you what, the next thing I know, it was already got a hold of my heart. Oh, I tell you what, I wanted that more than I wanted anything else. But I tell you what, there come a day that I needed God, praise God. And there come a day right this day, 7 years later, I want God more than I want anything. I want to be able to stand before you and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to help you not to go down that road, praise God. To tell you that I ain't proud of it, I'm ashamed of it. To tell you, do not go down that road. Do not, please do not. I come to warn you. That's what the Lord spoke to me right out there, praise God. I come to warn you, young man, don't go down that road. Oh, I seen your eyes on it. I seen your heart pulling to the world. But I tell you what, it's going to eat you alive. And it's going to spit you out. I tell you, you got some good young people here. I don't know who I'm preaching to. I love y'all. Y'all don't know me and I don't know you. That's why I can preach to you. Praise God. I can preach to you my heart. Remember now thy Creator and thy youth. Oh, my God, just open the floodgates of heaven and say, I'll bless my children. Oh, you the apple of their eye, his eye. I believe that with all my heart. It ain't that hard. I tell you, sometimes it's harder for us to ask and harder for us to do our part. I tell you what, it's God's will. to bless his people and be able to stand. But you know, Lord, how much time I got? But as I went and I prayed, it took 3 years to see my wife saved. I tell you, it was a hard time in my life. Worst time I ever heard. Hear people say, well, it's all right. Don't worry about it. You're doing the best you can. Don't worry about it. Ain't no hope. People just don't change. But I tell you what, the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, I can change people. I can change them tonight, praise God. Well, he changed my wife. But I'm just trying to tell you tonight, you don't want to go there. Oh, if you could just see my insides when it was ripped apart. When I was laying on the floor, Brother Lynn, praying to God, oh, help me. I don't know if I can bear it anymore. I tell you what, you won't want to go there. You wouldn't want to go there. It may not be a family problem. You may get hooked on drugs and alcohol, and 16 years later, your life's ruined. I tell you what, I was wondering and thinking, and I praise God, where would I have been if I just stayed in the house of God and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ? I tell you what, I'd been a further along than I am tonight, but I didn't know it, so I can't change it. So I'm trying to warn you that don't do it tonight. Oh, don't step out tonight. Oh, get in and dig a little deeper. Oh, wade out a little deeper, praise God. It'll be all right. Oh, don't let the devil deceive you. He said he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Praise God. But one thing he said, like a roaring lion. Oh, you don't have no power, but what you let him have, if you give it to him, he'll pull you with him. But if you resist the devil, the Bible says he'll flee from you. Praise God. He'll leave you tonight, praise God, and he can't stand it. I tell you, he can't stand somebody that's rooted and grounded in Christ. I don't believe he can stand it because that's the one that defeated him. Oh, he's hanging on the cross, and the devil said, I got you. Oh, but he didn't realize it was just beginning. Oh, he didn't realize what he was doing was going to shake a whole generation for years to come and pull them out of their sins. Oh, and pull them out of the deaths of hell. Praise God to deliver drug addicts and alcoholics. And I tell you what, that brother preaching, I'd like to have them all in my church. Oh, praise God that I can preach to them because I love the people. I don't care who they are, if they're black or they're white. It makes no difference to me. God showed me I ain't no better than they are. And I tell you what, before I got saved, I wouldn't tell you that. I didn't like a black man. I didn't like them very good at all. But I tell you what, when God saved me, he said, if I can't love my neighbor as myself, he can't love me, praise God. It don't matter who I am. I tell you what, God will help us if we'll get back to the old roots and we'll get back to what this brother said. Oh, there's a heavenly home for those that endure. Oh, you ain't just once saved, always saved. I don't believe that junk. Oh, they can get out and send up the world. They preached one of my cousin's funeral not a while back, and they preached him into heaven, a drug addict. Oh, and on alcohol, and he picked up electrical cord, and I forgot how many thousand volts went through his head and killed him. Oh, and I was standing there as a pallbearer, and I was listening to him, and I thought, well, Lord, what are y'all doing? I don't understand what they're doing. They was talking about how good, how many beers he could drink or this he could do. And I thought, well, I want to hear something good. I want to hear something that he repented. But I didn't hear that. And the preacher preached him right into heaven anyway. I want to tell you what, he's burning in hell eternity tonight if he didn't repent. If you don't repent, you'll be there just like he is. I loved him. I probably gave him his first drink. And I ain't proud of it tonight. So I'm warning you, praise God, do not take that road. Every who you are, praise God, you may get up in the choir and sing, but your heart's somewhere else. You may get up and listen to the preaching, but your heart's somewhere else. I'm telling you, if you bring your heart right down here, you won't have to go through the things I went through. Oh, praise God, I'm telling you, and I'm warning you. I'm fixing to turn it over to the brother here, but I'm telling you, if I was you, I was thinking about, you say, well, maybe I prayed and I didn't feel anything. I tell you what, you better pray again. Oh, you better pray again. until you reach the throne of heaven, praise God. Because I tell you what, if you walk out, as this brother said, and the lights are cut out, and you leave this house, and you go out into this world, it's going to destroy you. That's what I'm trying to preach to you tonight. Oh, don't go it before the evil day cometh. Seek the Lord. Seek God's face before it comes unto you. And I tell you what, when it's got a hold of you, you can't get a loose from it. The only thing that'll loose you is God's power. Oh, you can't get away. I done been there. Oh, I said I'd do better next week. I didn't do no better. I was right back to the same place I was. Praise God, but when God delivered me, oh, he delivered me. Oh, they'd say, Brother Lynn, well, he ain't going to last too long. Even my mom said, bless her heart, he said he went way out there. He went a little bit too far. But I thank God I had a praying grandma. Oh, and I had an old woman up at mama's friend said, I see something good in him. I tell you something, somebody praying for you, you better be proud of it. Oh, my grandmother's gone, my daddy's gone. Now the spiritual head of my family lies in my hands. I believe it. Oh, they don't believe the way I live, but I tell you what, they get a little sick. They don't mind calling me. Oh, they don't mind calling me. I want you to pray for my daughter. I want you to pray for my son. Oh, I tell you what, they know that it's real, but they say you don't have to live that way. Well, I tell you what, that's a lie of the devil. Oh, he wants his people to be separated from this world. He said, come ye out of the world. Be a separated people. Oh, don't grab a hold of the world and the things of this world and think you'll get the blessings of God, because they ain't there tonight. Praise God. Oh, I try to preach you my heart, young people. I'm trying to warn you before it's too late. Before you step out over that, the one of no return. Oh, maybe it's 16 years later you return. Battle scars in your heart. Oh, they didn't even know that I had them. Praise God in my heart. But you know now that I did. Oh, God has helped me mightily on things. I don't even worry about it anymore. But I tell you what, there's some things I've done that the devil reminds me of. He comes back and he says, you remember when you done this? I said, well, you remember when Jesus washed me with his blood. Oh, he can't handle that tonight when he has to remember when the blood of Jesus washed away all my sins. He said, as far as the east is from the west. Praise God. I'm going to hush you in a minute. But praise God, he can't stand that. But I'm trying to warn you tonight, young boy, young lady. Oh, seek the Lord while he can be found. Don't wait till he's way off. He said, one place he said, go and seek the gods that you was worshiping. I may be paraphrasing it tonight, but he said, go back to those that you was worshiping. I ain't going to hear you. Oh, it took a little while, Brother Lynn, 3 years. When God saw I was serious, he heard my prayer. I tell you what, God puts families back together. I don't care what people say today. I know there's tragedy.